ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Solomon Islands Prime Minister says his Australian counterpart, the new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has personally assured him that Australia will not pull out of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Rick Ho sat down with the Australian leader in Canberra yesterday. Some Pacific Island nations are demanding Australia do more to curb its carbon emissions, but Mr. Ho says he's satisfied with the commitments Mr. Morrison has made on climate change. The two leaders also discussed the undersea internet cable being laid between Australia and the Solomon Islands, and also for PNG, which is being largely funded by Canberra. Mr. Ho spoke to our Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts about the meeting with Mr. Morrison.
Yes, in fact, the progress is really good, and I believe it's going to be delivered on time, which is by December next year.
Now, there was a suggestion, I know, that there might have been some land claims in Honiara that might have delayed the cable. Have those issues been resolved yet?
I think in Honiara there was some issues which my understanding as of yesterday that these have been resolved, which is really good.
How have they been resolved?
Well, we spoke with our company, the cable company, which is the Solomon Islands Cable Company, has been, over the last several months, been consulting with landowners of the foreshore. So that's the only issue that we had. So it's the foreshore, which is beneath the high water mark. But above high water mark, it's all government land.
Let's discuss the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting briefly. A lot of heat was generated over the issue of climate change, and some Pacific leaders weren't happy with the fact that the Australian government's representatives pushed for slightly weaker language in that final communique. What's the view of the Solomon Islands? Is Australia's stance on climate change and the government's ambition on climate change, is it sufficient?
I think the Australian government, and in fact this morning when I saw Prime Minister Morrison, that's one of the first assurances that he has given to the region, that Australia stands by Paris Agreement. It will continue to pursue the objectives under the agreement.
So what was the assurance specifically he gave? He said that he would not tear up Paris, as some of his backbenchers have urged him to do.
I believe that's what he meant.
There's been some criticism of Australia's stance, suggestions from the opposition that the pathway to our Paris targets isn't plausible and that the government may in fact not meet those targets. Did the Prime Minister explain how Australia's going to do that? And do you believe that Australia's stance is firm enough?
Well, what I can say is that I believe the Prime Minister means what he said, and that the Australian government will continue to live up to what it has said.
Do you think that Pacific Island nations are now taking a more assertive stance on this issue?
Well, the Pacific Island Forum leaders are definitely united on this. And we continue to assert the fact that climate change continues to be an important issue for us. We will continue to raise it wherever we can, and we continue to urge the United States to return to the Paris Accord.
The other issue that flared up, of course, at PIF was the spat between China and Nauru. Do you share Nauru's anger at the behaviour of China at the meeting? And do you believe that Nauru's response and its threat to take this issue to the UN is appropriate?
Well, for me, I wasn't focusing on that. The end result for us is the outcome of the meeting.
Do you think that the ongoing tussle between China and Taiwan for allies in the Pacific is probably behind some of the tensions that we've seen flare up?
Well, I don't know. I can't sort of comment on the flare-up. I just didn't take any notice of it.
It was reported that you had some meetings with a representative from the Taiwanese government earlier this week in Honiara. Is Taiwan continuing to press the Solomon Islands to give guarantees that it will continue to recognise Taiwan? And is that still your government's intention to continue to stay the course?
Taiwan, we have bilateral relations and we have diplomatic relations with Taiwan. That's the present government's position, and we continue to make that known to everybody. We do have trade relations with mainland China, and we don't see any problems with that.
The US has said that China is trying to pick off Taiwan's allies in the Pacific one by one. Do you think that's an accurate assessment of what's going on?
Well, everybody will have their own assessment of what's happening in the region and what each country sort of takes. But at the moment, our position is that we have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, and we have trade relations with mainland China. It's working okay with us.
So you're not aware of any overtures from either to yourself or anyone in the government of the Solomon Islands from Beijing to see if they could draw the Solomon Islands into a relationship with mainland China?
Well, what I do understand is that people sort of make suggestions about this. But as a government and as a country, the position that I explained is what we maintain.